Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Thank you for making the show part of what is a pretty juicy Tuesday in D.C. sports. Nats, 10:05 first pitch in L.A., looking for a second straight late-night win against the Dodgers. But before that, the main event to get the evening started, the Capitals and Philly up 95, taking on the Flyers. We'll be joined by Joe Beninati in just a moment. Remember, the Commanders are looking to draft their generational quarterback, and you shouldn't forget to think about your next generation. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condorian Murad, can guide you and your family in the right direction. They'll help you draft your will, set up a revocable trust, create a health care power of attorney, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com, and be sure to tell them G&D sent you. You'll get a discount if you mention the show, kmlawyers.com. It is time for our Capitals Power Play.
It's time for Granddaddy's Power Play, presented by American Standard Heating and Cooling and MidAtlanticComfort.com.
It's a power play goal!
And helping us on the power play is the face and voice of the Washington Capitals via Monumental Sports, Joe Beninati. He and Locker on the call just after 7 on Monumental 1. If you want to navigate over to Monumental 2 and check out my alt cast this evening, I'll be sitting on the couch with Cup hero Devontae Smith-Pelly and Bruce Boudreau, who coached the Capitals into the playoffs with a final day of the season win some 16 years ago. But Joe Beninati is brought to you by BetQL. He is on the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting's come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. They analyze every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access right now. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Joe B., 6 months of work at the office and in the booth for you. 81 hockey games in the rearview mirror. Plenty of morning skates and practices and optional work for the Caps along the way. And it all comes down to a couple hours and 60-ish minutes of hockey tonight. An amazing backdrop for the final day of the season.
Yeah, incredible. You know, you always want these games down the stretch to be meaningful, and you can't get much more meaningful than a game 82 with your playoff fate on the line. And it becomes simple now, even though the math and all the computations and permutations have been driving me, you know what, bat bleep crazy for the last 10 days. It comes down to win of any kind, you're in. Lose in regulation to Philadelphia tonight, you are out. And wouldn't you believe it, guys, this is crazy. If you lose in regulation to Philadelphia, Philadelphia beats Washington on the sixth tiebreaker. Six. They go through all the other five levels to get to goal differential, and Philadelphia would win that tiebreaker. So the destiny is right there. Take matters in your own hands. Win the game in any way, shape, or form, and you're moving on.
Joe, it's hard to believe with the ups and downs. I mean, that unbelievable hot streak where they won 8 of 11, then, you know, only managed a couple, six or seven games, and then kind of the next streak, and now you beat two of the best teams in hockey. I mean, it's been a wild ride. Take us through all that here over the last month or so, kind of the ups and downs. When it's good, what is it? When it's bad, what is it? And these last couple of games, knock on wood, it's been good.
It's confidence. It's so strange to say that because these are professional athletes who walk around very sure of themselves. And when it goes sideways, all of a sudden the confidence in your goal-scoring abilities leaves you. And you'll hear Spencer and the coaching staff talk about finishing. They're not finishing as well. When you've seen them produce these kinds of plays and these kinds of goals in the past, they go cold. There's a little bit of a doubt that creeps in, and then all of a sudden it gets contagious, and you go through a 7 or 8 game spell where you're hardly scoring 2 goals. And in this league, the magic number is 3. It's exceedingly the number 3. They get to 3 or more goals this season, guys. They are 29-5-4. It changes dramatically when you get stuck at 2. But I think this is the team that's built around winning games 2-1 and 3-2. That's got to be their approach. They cannot get into run-and-gun games with the upper echelon teams, with the high-octane offensive teams. What we're talking about tonight, again, comes down to grit and sacrifice and determination. And I can't say enough good things about the way the Caps have played, especially in the last 2 outings. Their character, their tenacity has been awesome. They deserve to get the win tonight and push through to play New York Rangers in the first round.
Game 82, you can hear the game right here on 106.7 The Fan if you're traveling around tonight, just after 7 o'clock with John Walton on the call. But if you are at home, make sure you check out Joe B. and Locker on the Monumental Sports Network. Joe B., you referenced the assignment and how clear everything is now going into the final game. There's potential chaos that I've never seen before. You've been doing this a long time, so I don't want to say you haven't either, but I'll be curious. If the game is tied with, say, 1 minute, 2 minutes to go, the Flyers get eliminated with an overtime win. In other words, the Caps get a point, then they still can't catch Washington, so they need to win this game in 60 minutes in regulation. They may, in a tie game, put it to go, which I've never seen before in my life. I'm just curious to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's the way it goes. And, for example, during the regular season that we're in right now, the Minnesota Wild have had 2 experiences, Grant, where in overtime, needing to win as desperately as they were to try and get into the playoffs out west, Minnesota pulled its goalie in overtime. And you paint the picture perfectly tonight. If the Capitals were to get to overtime tonight, Philadelphia cannot overcome them. Philadelphia has to win in regulation, and then we go through the tie-breaking scenarios, and Philadelphia beats Washington on the 6th tiebreaker with a regulation win. If the Caps get the game to overtime, that doesn't mean that they're in, but it does mean that Philly's out. So the point that you're making, John Tortorella behind the Flyers bench knows he has to win in 60. If this game is tied, you would imagine you'll be seeing Sam Ersson come to the bench for a 6-on-5 opportunity and a chance for the Caps to take a pot shot at an empty goal and win in regulation and advance into the playoffs. It's amazing. But it happens, and it's something that happens, especially with the way the NHL gives out these potentially 3-point games, those quote-unquote loser points mean so much now that you could very well see the scenario that you're painting for tonight happen.
Joe Beninati with us here on Grant and Danny. Joe, I don't think we've talked enough about Charlie Lindgren. I think he's their MVP this year, and he wasn't the plan. I think that's kind of the theme of this year. Well, that wasn't the plan, and yet here this group is maybe, you know, punching above their weight class a little bit with some veterans, but mostly a whole bunch of kids that were in the minors as of a couple of months ago, kind of holding their own. But to me, Lindgren is the story with this club. And Ovechkin's going to get the headlines, and he should. But what an amazing run this guy's been on. And they have been, you know, riding this horse here to the very end.
Ovechkin really good in the second half. Strome, outstanding cover to cover. John Carlson, I think, brilliant all the way through. One of his best seasons of all time, and now Daly getting himself more and more established in the record books, but still the Caps MVP in a runaway fashion this season is Charlie Lindgren. And we talked about confidence a few moments ago. Charlie's brimming with it. The head coach, the goalie coach, the coaching staff, the players, they've helped install that confidence. He is playing to the point where they know they can take chances. He's back there acting as a super big eraser. If they make a mistake, he can clean it up. He can erase it, especially early in the hockey games if they don't start well. And there are occasions where you've seen the team get off to a lackluster 6, 7, 8 first few minutes where Charlie's making 2 or 3 highlight reel saves to keep the game scoreless or to keep the game 1-0 or to keep it close. He's done that. And no, he was not the guy coming out of camp. It was Darcy Kuemper. And the suddenness with which Charlie took the number one job away near the midway mark of the season was incredible. And he's run with it ever since, to the point now where he's playing, I'm assuming he's got to go tonight, he's playing 25 of the last 28 games, and it doesn't seem to be wearing on him. Mentally is the biggest thing, I think, with goalies and back-to-back games, having played last night, recorded his 6th shutout last night, wasn't overworked by any stretch, and that's a good thing. I believe it was 16 saves. That wasn't a lot against Boston. So I think he can come in physically fresh. It's the mental taxation for the goalies. They are so concentrated upon what they're doing that it's hard for them to be at their best back-to-back nights. Charlie knows it's got to be there tonight. It has to be if he gets that call, and he will. And it's just been fabulous to watch him work and grow and do all of these things and blossom at age 30. That doesn't happen. It's a great story.
Joe Beninati, Grant and Danny on the Fan, the Capitals, a win and in scenario in game 82. I'm thinking back to 2008 when Boudreau took over midway through the year for Glenn Hanlon. And correct me if I'm wrong, Joe B., but if I have my details right, they had to win like the last 7. Did they clinch on the final day back in 08? This would be the first time in 16 years.
Yeah, they needed some help the night before, and then they had to beat the Florida Panthers. The date was April 5 of 08. And yeah, that's Gabby's season where they had this miraculous run down the stretch. And it's one of my favorite games, guys. I know we've been spoiled by so many President's Trophy winning teams and Stanley Cup contenders and division winners year after year after year in this Ovechkin era. But one of my favorite games, if you ever get the chance to go back and see it, is that, Florida-Washington game, just because of the bench reactions. There are so many cutaways that we share during that show of the guys celebrating with one another, of Gabby being just blown away by the moment. It was incredible. The arena was spectacular. Capital One Arena was amazing. But, yeah, it has been that long since we've had one of those win in regulation, you're in. Lose in regulation, you're out kind of nights. April of 08.
Who's got the toughest task tonight? I'm thinking of maybe someone's going to get more minutes than they're normally used to, or maybe if it's Charlie Lindgren, if he's back in net, which we assume he is. Who's got a tough challenge tonight that's got to really step up?
John Carlson again. I come back to it, Danny, only because he's going to lead the league in minutes per game. He's right there, and he's had to improve that number, add to that number with the recent injury loss of Rasmus Sandin and Nick Jensen. And John knows, and Martin Ferravari knows, that they are going to have to play high-stress minutes against the best options that the Flyers can throw at them. So you have to expect 42 and 74 to be out there as often they can against the likes of an Owen Tippett, against the likes of a Travis Konecny. Now, here's the tough part. Those two guys usually are on different lines. And tonight, the Caps are on the road. So the matchup game for assistant coach Mitch Love, who sort of presides over the defense, it's not as easy as it is at home to get the matchup that you want, to get Carlson and Ferravari out there when you want them. And John Tortorella knows that. He's pushing the buttons on the other side, trying to free up the likes of Tippett and Konecny as more often as he can. For me, this game is all about keeping it close to the point where I would say Washington would almost prefer this to turn out to be a one-goal kind of game, or, as Grant was mentioning earlier, a tie game really late. But you can't depend upon that. I just think John is the guy who shoulders the biggest load, especially defensively tonight for Washington. Now, that also means that, Nick Dowd's line, the line they like to match up against other team's top offensive threats.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
They've got to be ready, and there's a question as to whether or not Beck Malenstein will be available tonight. I was hearing good things earlier. I'm crossing my fingers that he'll be ready. He got knocked out of the game last night, but I heard some good things. He made the trip up with the team. Malenstein, Dowd, and Obey Kubel are, you know, tailor-made for this kind of a game, guys. This is going to be greasy. This is going to be all over the boards. It's going to be hit or be hit kind of game. This is a Tom Wilson kind of game. This is where Washington has to show that all that character and all that tenacity isn't just for show, that they'll do it and they'll bring it in game 82.
Joe B., you talk about Carlson, who's now 34, leads the NHL in average time on ice, has 21 points in his last 26 games. But we're at a point now where he almost certainly has to play 30 minutes at a time.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not even – you go into the game almost banking on it with the injuries they have, which I guess brings me to this point or question. I look at this matchup, second night of a back-to-back, a goalie in a rare situation playing for the second time in 27 hours, no Sandin, 21 minutes a night, no Jensen, 19-plus minutes a night, top 30 on the penalty kill, over 2 minutes a night, Malenstein banged up, you know, Bear still out, all of the things going against them, Flyers 2 days in a row rested – have given up two total goals their last two. They kind of got their act together. Like, everything points to this being ominous, this not being ideal. And yet it kind of feels like for this Caps group this year, the script's perfect in a way.
Yeah, and it's a growing up experience. You know, we talk about Alex Alexiev. If the Caps do stay disciplined and don't go a lot to the penalty box, that's great. And they've been good in that regard the last couple of games. If there are a bunch of penalties in tonight's game, Alexiev's going to take and absorb a lot of those penalty-killing minutes that Jensen would get. Learning experience. Vinny Iorio, up from the American Hockey League. Tremendous learning experience. Even if it's only 10, 11 minutes, this is something that's going to aid him, benefit him down the road. Then you bring in Dylan McIlrath, the two-year captain of the Hershey Bears, over 600 American League games, an AHL All-Star captain, and you ask him to jump right in and catch this moving train in the biggest game of the season. And Dylan is the kind of guy who will accept any responsibility you foist upon him and do it as well as he can. This is really an interesting time for the defense, especially with the injuries, and that's not the way you want to go into this. But for those three guys in particular, Trevor Van Riemsdyk, Carlson, Ferravari, they're the veterans. They've been there. They've done that. But Alexiev and Iorio especially are learning on the fly, and McIlrath is a longtime American leaguer who's just salivating getting the chance to be here and show off his physical wares. He is one tough son of a gun.
He's played over 70 games in the AHL postseason. I mean, he's kind of a lifer, bounced back and forth, obviously, with four organizations in the league. But he spent a lot of time winning a couple Calder Cups now in the AHL. Joe B., is McIlrath likely to go tonight? I was thinking, and this is completely my own theorizing, so I could be wrong, but maybe McIlrath went last night because you're playing a Bruins team that doesn't skate that well. Not that the Flyers fly, but you know, maybe you go with Johansson tonight. Am I overthinking this, or what do you anticipate?
No, I don't. It's an option. It's an option, but I would think that with McIlrath playing, it was 12:44 last night. Again, not overly taxing minutes. I would expect Spencer's going to sit there and Mitch Love will be in his ear saying, let's keep it the way it is. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Lucas is a very good puck mover. I think Lucas is a player who has shined when he's been given the opportunity. But at age 31, I think McIlrath with all the seasoning that he has in the development level, I think he brings that steadying influence that you want tonight in small doses. He's not going to get out there every other shift. He's not going to be on the ice 20-plus minutes. But to me, I think they'll go with the way they performed last night in bottling up a very good Boston team. I wouldn't expect any changes to the Caps lineup unless those are due to something injury, something that we might not know. I would expect McElrath to be in there.
Joe, be my last one for you. If this does break right and the Caps enter the postseason, who's it the coolest for? You know, veterans kind of making one last ride, some of these kids, Spencer Carberry. Choose your fighter here. Who would you go, man, I'm glad this guy's getting this experience?
Yeah, that's a tough question, Danny, because you can go a bunch of different ways. Sure, I love the experience for McMichael and LaPierre to see the postseason. It'd be great. I think they're going to get that down the line, whether it's this year or next or the year after that. Sentimentally, I'm all there for Ovechkin and Oshie having one more kick at it. You definitely want to see that with where they are in their careers. And you'd sit there 2 months ago, we'd be sitting there going, I don't know about Alex ever seeing the postseason. In Pittsburgh 2 months ago, I don't know if Sidney Crosby's ever going to be back in the playoffs. That's a tough pill to swallow. So sentimentally, I would have to lean towards Ovechkin and Oshie in that regard. But for all of these guys, it's a great experience to get the New York Rangers on a grand stage like that. You can't help but grow up in a hurry.
Joe B., leave you on this. I mean, just some keys, anything we didn't cover that you think we should in reference to the matchup with a Flyers team that plays at home after a couple days' rest tonight.
Be careful against Philadelphia when you have the power play. You know, on nights like this, I know the officials want to let the guys settle it. So it's unlikely to be, hey, Philly's got five power plays, Washington has five. It's not likely to be that. Eric Furlatt and Kelly Sutherland are the referees tonight. But if Washington's on the man advantage and the Caps have been, you know, leaning upon that power play to produce, don't do anything silly because the Flyers are the best shorthanded goal team in the league. They are incredibly dangerous. You cannot fall asleep against them when you're on the power play. If there are very many of those, just be alert.
Joe Beep, thank you as always, man. Have a great call tonight.
Guys, my pleasure. Going to be fun.
That's Joe Beninati of Monumental Sports, and that is your Caps Power Play.
Grant and Danny's Power Play, presented by American Standard Heating and Cooling and MidAtlanticComfort.com.
I got to tell you, this feels like a sketch from Dumb and Dumber or something where, you know, we're both sitting in the front of the, a sheep wagon or whatever that thing was?
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like you're running at an incredible pace, Harry. Like, this is the good stuff, man. I love days like this. This is why we do this, Danny. We are here. DC Sports, got to have it basically playoff game, elimination game tonight, Game 7 style. This is it.
Let me tell you a little about me. All right. As they were on that nice streak a few weeks ago, won 8 out of 11. I'm going, how fun is this? This is cool. House money. That's neat. Then they lost a bunch of games, managed 2 points out of a possible 12, right? Then I'm going, yeah, it was cool. It's fine. I'm not really that concerned about it. Young team, it's good experience. This is probably where they ought to be. You know, they're not that good, so they're punching above their weight class. Now, all of a sudden, they've won these last two games. Let me tell you something. I want it. You hear me? I want it. I was fine before, Grant. I was like, dude, this is cool, right? Isn't it neat? I'm finger-gunning people. I'm high-fiving strangers. I want it right now. I want it. I need it. I need this group to do it. After the hardest thing was what they just finished doing. They just beat Tampa Bay, who's awesome. Boston needed the game. You wouldn't have known it from watching it last night as I watched my friend Grant Paulson on the Altcast. Please and thank you. You wouldn't have known Boston was desperate to try to win the division. They were outclassed. Please and thank you. I'm going to need this Capitals team to do it. One more time into the breach. Please and thank you.
I looked it up. It's not a sheep wagon. It's a 1984 sheep.
Sheepdog.
Dog.
Looking for a sheepdog.
I still remember the way the cop says it. He's like, they're in a 1984 sheepdog.
Sheepdog. Make and model.
Exactly. Like everyone's just driving around in sheepdogs. Do have a old cast tonight, as I mentioned. Bruce Boudreau, Devontae Smith-Pelly, he's a cup hero, and myself. So that should be a really good time over on Monumental 2. We start just after 7 o'clock, coming up in a little over a half hour. One other thing we should hit on before we get out of here. All jumbled up. The reporting is weird on this. But supposedly, if you're a quarterback who might go in the top 15 in the draft, you're in Ashburn right now. Like, all these guys are just in different rooms, basically meeting with different people, speed dating style, and then they're seeing each other in the hallway as they're escorted into the next interview. Odd way to do this, as we talked about earlier today. But there is maybe some beauty in the chaos and the confusion. I don't know. I heard this is how San Francisco did it recently when they were looking into quarterbacks. But I, as much as I don't have any clarity or understanding really of why, after having weeks and weeks and weeks to do these interviews, you decided to do four of them in 2 days with everybody there at once right before the deadline, I digress. Some big decisions looming, draft 9 days away, and the Commanders are dotting some I's, crossing some T's as we speak.
Yeah, I'm with you. Maybe it's just how they do it. Maybe that's the method. As you said, San Francisco does it that way, and I'm sure there's a thought behind it, right? You want to see how they interact with each other. Who's the alpha of the alphas, right? You know, how does the structure go? How do you handle awkward moments? How do you handle, you know, these sort of weird kind, I don't want to say adversity, but social adversity, right? Like, this is a weird situation for all these guys who are stars at their own colleges and places. They'll be stars on draft night looking at their outfits and being interviewed as they walk the podium and give Roger Goodell the bro hug. But man, it's a unusual thing, and maybe that's part of the point. But yeah, we're here now. I mean, this is like that 11th hour, as you said. Final data is being compiled, and this is one last checkpoint on a spreadsheet.
Our guys, Darris Dameron, Ryan Clary, did a great job on the show as always. Thanks to them for making this program sound smooth and making it sing today. For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. Enjoy Caps pregame and then puck drop just after 7 o'clock here on The Fan. Nats baseball deep into the evening. A sportsy night with live programming, circuit to circuit, live and local on your flagship home for the Caps and the Nats. We'll meet again tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Thank you for coming.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.